The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
That's Rachel Wise at Radio Memphis and American Dream here in the midst of the Nooner. Ahead of that, it was Lightbeam Rider with My Name is Thunder here on this Tuesday. And as promised, our old friend Mr. BJ Banks has joined us here in the studio from the Bartlett Songwriters Alliance. BJ, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, just haven't seen you in a while. Thought I'd stop by and let you know what I'm doing over in Bartlett.
Yeah, oh yeah, you've been busy here, but let's get you a little closer on that mic.
There you go.
There you go, sounds good.
Nice and warm now, huh?
There you go, oh yeah. Yeah, you've been busy. I mean, one of the last times you and I spoke, you were working on that Songwriters video television thing there.
It's Songwriters Cafe TV.
So that's it, yeah.
If you look it up, you'll find all 37 hits.
All 37 hits.
That was the last time I looked at it a long time ago.
It could be a cult classic somewhere. You know, you never know. Thousands of hits for it. But now you're doing something cool here, and it's different. And you and I had also spoke. You've been working with our friend Mark Parcell with South Main Sounds.
Yeah. And trying to get writers down there. It's all the songwriting groups got to stop drawing the line and saying we all need to intermix together so that we can just make a big sound,
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've always been a fan of songwriters and musicians somehow putting together an organization, a guild of some sort or an alliance, to help,
That's
keep each other's back.
That's why I named it Alliance, because I have came here to talk to you about the workshop I got up in a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm bringing in all the other songwriting groups. I am welcoming them to the...
It's for everybody. It's not just the Bartlett.
It's open door.
Yeah.
And it's free, which is not normal.
That's a good word that musicians like to use, is free, since they wind up playing for that amount sometimes.
Yeah, more often than they like.
Well, and that was another conversation that I've had with others, too, is about, getting... And I know the first step is getting groups like yours together and getting these musicians all on the same page about that. But talking about the business of performance and, putting yourself in a position where you can get paid correctly,
It's a lot more work than people realize, I wrote a song, I should be famous. It doesn't work that way.
No. We've seen that happen after they record a record. They're sitting there holding the final mix, the CD in their hand, and then they start looking at their phone. It's like, it's not going to do that. It's not just going to magically start ringing, pal. You got to get it out there.
It's fascinating to me. I think the people that are the best at the art side of it are the worst at the business side of it. Not a lot of people get both.
When I was younger, I had that problem. I'm going to be the artist. I'm going to be up there and inspirational and motivate and move and strike somebody's heart. But then on the business side of it, like, what do?
Right. No, that's me.
Yeah.
it's definitely me.
It's a tricky path to walk for anybody. That's certainly the case. But that's what your group is about, though, is to help everybody kind of know what direction to go in, right?
Whatever level they're at. I started this about a year and a half ago over in Bartlett, and I'll plug the Singleton Community Center, which is where it is next week on February 6th.
Right.
But I went to the city and I went to the Chamber of Commerce. Hey, give me a hand here. What can I do to help give back to the songwriters, the next generation of songwriters, the high schoolers, the baby boomers, whoever that is.
Right.
And they offered me, they said, go over to Singleton Community Center. And I went over there and talked to the director, Tawny Walker, and she said, we would love to have you here, as long as you're going to be here. And I said, yeah, we're going to be here as long as we can keep this thing alive.
Sure, sure.
And she gave us an indefinite room. We have a wonderful performing room with a stage, and it's just wonderful.
It's and this is a monthly thing that you're doing here.
Yeah, it's a workshop, and it's workshops can be anywhere. Just as a handful of people will sit down, let's come up with a topic and write a song right then, or give them a theme or a word to go on, or bring in a lecturer. I brought in Jason Gillespie.
Yeah. I know Jason,
great guy.
Yeah.
And he gave some of the business end of it about recording and being prepared in the studio and that kind of stuff. And that was kind of eye-opening for him. So I'm trying to get different things for him to have a choice, a menu, to say, okay, where do I start? Because nobody can tell you where to start in your career if it's I need to write better, I need to perform better or sing, but where's that business end of it? And if we, I give that opportunity here at Singleton, I think they're going to have a chance to see the community grow as performing arts as opposed to just another nice small town.
Right. Right. And it, well, it says something of value that, that these people can just invest a little bit of their time in one evening, have a good time doing it, and walk away with a little bit more knowledge than they had when they before they went in.
I want them to walk away with the it being an experience. You go to a coffee shop and you get a great cup of coffee, wonderful chairs to sit in. It's the ambiance of it all. I want you to go in there with your and come out of there with something like that.
Who do you have coming up here on Tuesday, the 6th of February?
The 6th of February is Richard Hervé. That's how it's Hervey or Hervé. I like to call it Hervé. It sounds a little fancier.
I don't think you'll mind. It may be correct, yeah.
But he's just a really passionate young man that, not young man, middle-aged, but he works with elementary schools, teaching them how to write songs or be in production or how to engineer things, see what they want, and he shows them how to gravitate to what they want to do in music, be a lyricist, be a singer, etc. But he's just a wonderful guy with a mission to help the next generation of kids.
That's absolutely fantastic. So he's going to come in. He's a recording engineer. He's a music producer. So he'll be able to, educate based along those lines. You know, coming from that into the industry to put things into perspective.
Yeah, and he's going to come in there just as a guy that he's got an artist on there, a young man on there.
Robin X.
Yeah, and he is showing him the nuts and bolts from A to Z. Here's how you start developing your package. Here's what you do for an EPK. EPK being an electronic press kit, for those that don't know.
Right.
And those ABC steps of how do you get your career together. And that's what he's going to just touch on that in a general, do a lot of Q&A, try to get people to interact to find out what's important to them and where they're at to start.
Oh no, this is fantastic. You're doing this, and this is in essence a monthly thing. Do you have anything online that people can kind of keep up ahead as far as what's coming down the road for you?
Well, yeah, you can go to BartlettSongwriters.com. Real simple.
BartlettSongwriters.com. Yeah,
and you can also go to our Facebook page, Bartlett Songwriters, and you'll find all the postings on there. We'd love to have you all join and let us know what the response is you felt about this wonderful interview with Mr. Rick Cheddar.
Please don't put me on. I'll mess it all up for you. but it's more importantly, it's free. It is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I guess.
First Tuesday of every month.
First Tuesday. There you go. That's a good way to remember it. Doors at 6:30 with a meet and greet, and then you get started about 7 o'clock, and it goes till whenever the cows come home. 8:30. Even better. And sometimes there's performances. Well, I guess everybody gets a chance
to
try
to do a song share at the end of it. If we have time, if you have written a new song and you're in the group and been here, then we'll try to get you up there to play. We stop at 8:30, but we always want to inspire people to write new stuff. If you haven't written new stuff, you can just come and enjoy.
Sure. Well, and you might get inspired to write, you know, or you might be stuck in a hole somewhere on a song and these.
Oh, that's my app.
that's the way to go. But the first Tuesday of every month it's on 3rd Street, right?
3rd Street in Singleton Community Center.
Yeah. Singleton Community Center in 7266 3rd Road in Bartlett. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it's just right off of Broad Street.
Oh my God.
Broadway.
Broadway. Yeah. I've been by there a million times. But the first Tuesday of every month, it's always going to be a lot of fun. This week, it's Richard Hervé. He's a recording engineer and music producer, and it'll be a lot of fun. I got you kind of hooked up, too, with Tundria over at the Live Music Hour, because I know you're dealing with a lot of songwriters that are just looking for somewhere to play a little bit, you know?
And I'm really kind of focusing now. Not that I don't... mind the vintage songwriters, mm-hmm. put it that way. That's my new word now. For
vintage?
Us. Vintage.
Vintage is a better way to go than the other.
The senior songwriter, if you will.
No. We don't use senior.
You don't use senior. I don't blame
I'll
you.
I'll get a senior cup of coffee at McDonald's.
Why, yeah, hell yeah. Why not? But no, but a vintage songwriter.
But vintage songwriters. But I'm really trying to gear up to the next generation. I've got a young couple coming in, a little 18-year-old girl, 20-year-old guy, guitar in the little sit-down wooden box thing that they play. What's those called? Djembe? Not djembe, but...
I know what you're talking about. The djembe? Well, that's a... Yeah. That's
djembe
a,
is the upright. What's the square box?
The square box is the cajon.
Oh, yeah. How's it...
Cajon.
Sitting on your cajon.
You're sitting on your cajon. Yeah, exactly. If you slap one side of it, it's like a bass drum. The other side, the front of it's like a snare. And then there's a...
But anyway, I'm bringing those kind of people in because I'm trying to inspire them. Said, you're the next group. I want them to run it. I want the high schools from Bartlett and any other high schooler, young person to run these things.
Sure.
Because I'll just... Once they start getting it going, okay, we want to hear some more rap stuff. We want to hear some more pop, some heavy metal, whatever it is that you're trying to write as writing, not as performing.
Right.
Because they get that mixed up a lot of times where I want to go in there and perform at all of these workshops and all of these things. We do have an outlet for our songwriters, speaking of performing. We do 2 showcases a year, spring and fall.
Right.
And that is totally free. I bring in a backup band, a 4-piece backup band, to learn and perform their song. So we do kind of like a spotlight, 1 song spotlight for each person.
Yeah, well, that's neat. So and that may be for somebody who's never worked with a band.
Oh, yeah, and the excitement they get and looking in their face, oh, man, it was so cool. We could play with a bass player and a drummer,
the
guitar player, and they go,
you hear the song really kind of come to life a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and that's the point. We're trying to inspire them to see the potential of what they're doing.
That's good work that you're doing, man. It's far too often, I know there's a lot of people that want to help and they want to do things, but they don't quite know how to do it. But you being a songwriter yourself and understand...
Sort of.
Well, but you've been there. You've been on stage. You've performed. You've been a writer. And you understand that angle to it as an artist and what it takes to motivate a youngster to write.
Yeah, I worked with 3 labels out of Nashville for years and recorded out of there and played on the stages. You know, opened up for major artists and learning that business, you know, and as you have known for a long time, that it's a really callous business.
That's a good way to put it, callous.
I'm using callous because, I mean, we could fill it up with a whole lot of other words.
You could be really, really rude if you wanted to be.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that. I would never, ever do that, man. I am I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, you are a nice guy. You're to a fault.
I use the term interesting a lot.
Interesting is
the politics of entertainment are interesting.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I like that. That's a little bit more.
The politics of entertainment are interesting, yes.
Yeah.
So you don't, it's really generic, but.
It gets the point across if you just have to read between the lines a little bit. Oh, yeah. Because, well, that's just it. There's a lot of snakes in this business, and there's a lot of dangerous avenues you can, a young songwriter can fall into.
Yeah.
You know, and there's that whole thing, too, about, you know, having a record made, and then now there's complete strangers that come out with their hands out. Now you have to give me money to do this. You have to spend money for that. You know, for the pay to play, the promotions, the all of that stuff. You know, it's insane. It's insane. And not knowing which way to go, you can easily become a victim of some unscrupulous individuals out there that are going to be looking to take advantage of a young writer.
Yeah, I have a few stories. I mean, more than a few that I could go down with that road, but there's no need for that anymore. Our need right now is to base things on honesty and base things on what's going to be good. I mean, we're all going to have we got a timeline, and when that timeline's done, what have we left behind?
Right.
You know, what kind of value have we given to our city, to our family, to our community, that from the tools that we know, and know how to use.
Sure. Sure.
And that's what I'm doing with this whole thing. Is I know somewhere there's going to be some high school super rock star singer, songwriter, or girl, guy, whatever, and they're going to say, hey, I want to run that thing over there. Let me do it.
Sure. You never know who's going to walk in the door. You never know.
And that's what I'm trying to inspire to everybody and our communities. Each people, each group of people in their town needs to grab hold of some young people and figure out how to get them involved, what they want to do musically. You know, there's been some ups and downs with Memphis music business, and which there's no need to have that kind of discussion.
No.
But the fact of it is, now that we've got all the crap out of the way, let's start looking at the real subject of how do we pass this on to the next generation.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, how do we... And there's and I get this every once in a while, too. There's a parent with a youngster that's shown a lot of interest and a bit of talent as far as being able to play. They like to write. They don't know exactly what they're writing. These types of things, like what you're putting, is perfect for them because it gives them a chance to be around some other like-minded individuals and say, no, this is what you're looking for. This is what you want to do. A little bit of guidance goes a long way.
Oh, yeah, just a little nudge. Okay, where they have a tendency they want to go, but they're not sure of it.
Right, right.
And say, hey, you need to kind of strengthen, you know, power up your strengths, you know?
Sure, sure. No, this is awesome. It's the first Tuesday of every month. The Bartlett Songwriters Alliance meeting there at 7266 3rd Road in Bartlett at the Singleton Community Center. This Tuesday, Richard Hervé, recording engineer and music producer, is going to be giving a workshop down there with a special appearance by Robin X, who's a rapper, actor, and activist, apparently quite popular on the YouTube. So there you go. Meet and greet start at 6:30. Program starts at 7, goes till about 8:30, and it is completely free. Even better.
Yes.
BJ, thank you so very much, my friend.
Well, I do appreciate it. And anybody wants to look us up, you know, go to BartlettSongwriters.com, you know, or our Facebook page.
Either one or both. Yeah.
Or do both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Anything to help out the scene, my friend. That's what we do.
What we do, just real quick, a summary is, I have people that have written song and just written down verses of stuff. And how do I do this? I'll get somebody that's good with melodies and plays guitar, and I'll hook them up, and we'll make them give them some importance, some creed to their lyrics.
Yeah, there you go.
So I mean, we build it from the clay, from the basic clay of a song, into something.
That's awesome. Starting with nothing and building something out of it. It's a good thing. Very cool. Next time you've got one of these coming up, let us know. Come on in, and we'll.
I would love to bring some of my songwriters in.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, yeah. We'll chat off the air about that, and we'll get some stuff going.
Okay.
All right. Very cool. BJ Banks is there in the program. Here we'll be back on the way. Music on the way from Crushing Juliet here in just a bit. The latest from Eric Hughes and his band Midtown Blues is on the way, and Mason Jar Fireflies will get it all started. It's all happening next, right up out of the break, right here at Radio Memphis.
Stay connected with Radio Memphis and social media. All of our shows and presenters are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get the latest news and communicate with everyone at Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.